T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is 8:28. We have 3 scoops today on Light 100.5 WRCH.
All right, guys, and I'm excited to say that we have the executive director of the Boston Red Sox Foundation on the phone with us, Rebecca Solwasser. Good morning, Becca. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mike. I'm doing well, thanks.
You know, it's such a hard thing right now for nonprofit organizations like the Red Sox Foundation to do any kind of fundraising during the coronavirus pandemic. How bad has it been for you guys?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It has just really hit our industry incredibly hard. When you think about, most nonprofits use the gathering of people to fundraise money. Yeah. We just have not been able to do that. But I feel extremely fortunate to be part of the Boston Red Sox and the creative minds over there to have come up with really unique ways to generate some significant revenue for our foundation. I mean, going back even a couple months, I don't know if you recall, but we were running scoreboard messages inside the park where folks could, you know, pay $50 and get a message up on the scoreboard, and all that money came to the foundation. And so ways like that where we were able to leverage the Red Sox in many ways to still generate revenue to keep our organization afloat, we are incredibly fortunate.
And you had a huge success with the Monster Home Run Challenge. You sold out all those cardboard cutouts at $500 each. Tell everybody about what they can expect if a ball hits one of those cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, we were so surprised. We went into it thinking, oh my goodness, is this going to be too expensive? Are people going to be into it? And we could not have even guessed that the popularity would be so fast and so quick. We sold out within days. And what it was, as you said, was for $500, our fans could purchase a cardboard cutout of an image that they'd send us. It could be them. It could be their dog. We got quite a few dogs, I have to say. It could be their kids. And we would print it out, put it up in a seat on the Green Monster. And if a home run ball hit by a Red Sox player hits you, you get that ball. You also get 2 tickets to any concert next year at the House of Blues. We have a great partnership with them. You get a custom jersey, and you get 2 tickets to the actual Green Monster to come in yourself next season.
That's amazing.
It's a pretty cool package. Yeah.
It really is. Now, I know that that sold out, but people can still get involved every single game in your 50-50 raffle, which I'm a big fan of. You get half the money for all the good work that the Red Sox Foundation does, and they get half the cash. Let's talk about how to get involved in that.
That's absolutely right, and I can't even believe the first one that we had was so successful. We ran one right through opening day, which, as you know, was last Friday, the 24th, against Baltimore, and that pot was over $123,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so we're talking big money here. So, yes, as you said, fans can participate. You've just got to get onto redsox.com/5050. And that's redsox.com/5050, and get online, buy your tickets, and you get your chance at winning half the pot. And I can tell you right now, we just opened our pot the other day. It's already over $10,000, but we don't close it until this Friday.
Okay.
So you've got tonight's game, tomorrow's game, and then Friday we go to play the Yankees. And it will close at the end of the 8th inning on our away game on Friday. And believe me, this pot's going to get high. When we play the Yankees, these pots always get really high. So please make sure to get online, get your tickets. This program is presented by the DraftKings, and we're so excited. And as you mentioned, half the money goes to the winner, and half the money is going to come back to the foundation to make sure that we can keep making a difference in the community throughout New England.
Rebecca is our guest from the Red Sox Foundation. This is your local scoop presented by Thomaston Savings Bank. And before we let you go, give people an idea of some of the things that the Red Sox Foundation does in the community, Becca.
Absolutely. You know, we're really focused on making a difference through health, education, and recreation. And we do that most notably through our two programs, which is the Red Sox Scholars Program, a college scholarship program, and the other is called RBI, which is Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities. It's a softball and baseball youth program that runs in the summertime. And as you can imagine, this summer, really challenging to get our young people together. But fear not, we've done a complete pivot and found ways to make sure to bring that curriculum, bring that training, bring those skill sets to our young people virtually online by, again, leveraging the Red Sox. We had Kevin Pillar do a couple videos for our young people. We had a USA softball player do a couple videos. So we're getting creative and trying to pull out all the tricks of the trade and make sure our young people can still be connected to the Boston Red Sox.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Rebecca Solwasser. She is the executive director of the Red Sox Foundation. Don't miss out on the 50-50 raffle. Mm-hmm. Half that money could be yours. And we wish you the best of luck in fundraising this season.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.